We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh my gosh. People are going to lose their minds everywhere if this happens.
What happened?
Is this show coming back? Is Gossip Girl getting rebooted?
No way!
Blake Lively, let's go, girl!
Really?
Hell yeah!
I mean, Jessica Zor from Menominee Falls, come on back, girl. We're ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Gossip Girl. She was a big star on Gossip Girl. She's from here.
She was, yes.
And she even was with Aaron Rodgers at a few games. I don't know if you remember that back in the day, but Jessica Zor went to like at least a Bucks game with Aaron Rodgers at one point.
Our local
sweetheart. I don't know if they were dating or what.
Spell Zor. I had to Google it. S-Z-O-H-R.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So
well,
Gossip Girl's coming back to what? Netflix or Hulu?
We don't
or,
know.
So we
they're
don't know.
Talking they're just... about rebooting it. You know, it was on CW.
Yes.
And it ran for a long time. It was a good show. I mean, it really did make Blake Lively a star.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, besides some of the movies she did. But they said they're thinking about bringing it back. So.
Well, wasn't Riverdale a CW show that they moved that
yes.
they put on Netflix? So if this was a CW show, maybe they'll put that on Netflix too, maybe.
Oh, after you mean after it's on CW?
Yes.
Oh,
because
yes.
Riverdale was originally on CW.
It still is on CW. It's like Shameless. You have to wait for it to get to Netflix.
Yep.
It's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
so maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, thinking out loud, spitballing.
Oh.
Yeah. I know Gossip Girl really launched the careers of those girls.
Absolutely.
Blake Lively.
They just said the internet's changed so much, you know, in the past few years that they know how many people want certain things. And so we rebooted Full House. Think of all the stuff we rebooted.
Will
you know?
Ryan Reynolds make an appearance on Gossip Girl, you think, now that he's in the picture?
No.
No?
No, I don't
he's
think
not
so.
A, he's not a core
gonna,
character.
They're
no.
not going to mix business with pleasure?
No.
I don't think so, no.
No?
No.
I think you'll see Leighton Meester, maybe, Blake Lively, Penn Bagley. I don't think Ryan Reynolds really fits into this equation, nor does he need to.
No, I don't think so.
This is like you being the star of a show and someone being like, should your spouse be on it? And you're like, but why would my spouse, why would Alana come on our show? Do you think Alana will make an appearance?
No, I don't think my wife will be making, you know what, you're
and
right. You brought
us,
me back. You brought me
crazy.
Back around.
Full
yes.
circle. Full circle.
Crazy, right?
Thank you. Yes, I take that back. He can stay being Deadpool.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand. At 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. Do you have good news to start the day? I do.
Yes.
What do you got?
What do you got?
I saw a movie last night. Last night. It was a matinee. Went and saw The Upside, that movie with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston.
Oh.
And it was actually a pretty good movie.
What was it called?
The Upside.
Mm.
It's a movie about...
Like in theaters? Or you
yeah,
mean?
In theaters. I was going to go see Glass, but then at the last minute, they were both playing at the same time. And something drew me to that movie. I was like, I wanted to check it out because it seemed
audible.
Interesting. It's about Kevin Hart. He's like this con that he's recovering. He was a bad father. I'm seeing a lot of maybe self-reflection in it a little bit, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But he tries to get himself on the straight and narrow, and he takes a job taking care of this guy who's a paraplegic. He can only move like his neck and his face, and that's it.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart applies for this job, and he ends up like getting a relationship with this guy.
Oh
and
my god, it's like Julia Roberts' movie when she took care of the sick guy.
Yeah, right.
Is this a love story too?
Yeah.
So does Kevin Hart fall in love with the guy?
Right, no.
So
no.
It's a serious movie?
Like, yeah, it's a serious movie with Kevin Hart. But I won't tell you how it ends. You can go see it for yourself if you'd like to. But it's a good movie. And like, he learns about how he should have taken care of his kid, and he's not in his kid's life, and he wants to be part of it. So
does he pull off the serious...
It's a nice, uplifting movie. Yeah.
Did he pull off the serious role well? Or?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he made it funny, but it was serious as well, I thought.
Okay.
It was a good movie. So The Upside. That's my good news.
Well, we know
it was
he's a good actor. He cheats on his wife and is a very good actor about that too, isn't he?
Yeah, he was a good actor. What's your good news?
My good news is, praise the Lord, my car started this morning.
dude, everyone, your car should start today.
Yes.
Dude.
Praise the Lord.
The drama yesterday involving my car.
Oh, no. What happened?
I got home. Riggs was able to jump my car. It was all well and good. I drove the car around for like a half hour.
Yeah.
I went home. I turned it off. I went to turn it back on.
No.
Dead, right? Dead. So we called everybody. We tried AAA. My girlfriend thought she had AAA. She doesn't. We called her dad. Her dad couldn't do anything. The cable jumper box that we had wasn't working. So I called Riggs again, and Riggs came back, jumped us one more time. The best dude ever. I mean, God bless him, right? My car broke again.
Again.
I didn't tell you this, Riggs. I drove it around again. I go back home. I let it sit outside. Let it sit. I go back outside. The coolant is all over the ground. I lift up the hood. The cap for the coolant had flown off. But I put more coolant in. The car started. And now the car is good.
God.
Good news. Please. Good news.
Go get it fixed, please. I gave you a number of a guy. I know a guy.
I know, and I'm going to call that guy. I will call that guy.
I know a guy. I can help you.
You got to have money to call the guy.
He's going to help with
that. Today's payday.
He's helping with that.
Oh, damn.
No.
Next week's payday?
Yes.
Sorry, Gibbons. Get it fixed next Friday.
Exactly, right?
The guy's good with credit.
Okay, good.
He's good at saying, Jake, I'll take care of her. Take care of her. Allie, what's
my
your good news?
My good news is I actually went to the grocery store last night. It was like a whole new experience. I hadn't been there in days because, we didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so nice to go and get some of the necessities I needed, just general things that I've been wanting for like days.
Yeah, like paper towel.
No, that's not a necessity. Mm-hmm. No, Riggs. I mean like water and like food, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Food and water.
Necessities.
Things you really need.
Was it still empty in there? Because I went the day before.
It was,
okay.
Last night it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Because by last night the wind chill had kicked down and you could start to tell a little bit. And people were trying to live their lives again.
We're getting stir crazy with kids too. What, 3-4 days at home with kids?
You don't know how many days, like my friends and I got into fights. We got into an argument because I was so annoyed with them, like complaining. No, like we got into
a full-on. I can't deal with this crap.
A full-on girl fight where it became awkward and I was like, both of you shut up. I'm sick of hearing you complain. They're like, we're going crazy. I'm like, oh, you're going crazy in your big house in Waukesha.
Oh.
You can't find anything to do. You know what? And then it didn't go very well, clearly.
Oh my gosh.
Send them to the other bedroom, the damn kids.
Oh, good news.
All good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Yeah.
The cold snap snaps a little bit, which is nice. 18 for a high today, if you can believe it. 18. A couple days ago, it was minus 18 was the high. Now it's gone completely the opposite direction.
This time yesterday, it was negative 18. Good Lord.
Yes. It's like a 60-some degree difference is what they say we'll get by Sunday, which is crazy.
Yes.
So the 40s coming this weekend.
It's going to feel so hot.
Oh, yeah. I'll be that guy in t-shirt and shorts out there.
You'll be Wisconsin.
Don't be a weirdo.
I will be a Wisconsin weirdo. Thank you very much.
Gibbons would be the guy walking around in a vest and shorts.
I like vests. I'm not. You can rip on vests every day.
I'm saying only a vest.
No shirt. Mm-hmm.
No shirt underneath.
No.
Only a vest.
Yes. I mean,
nice.
The best vest.
Nice.
Did you see? So now that the cold is finally coming through, they've said like several people have died. Like they found people in their backyards that were frozen. Found a guy in his garage that was shoveling.
Oh my God.
Allegedly. And
not allegedly. They did find a guy in his garage that was dead.
Yeah. It was, I guess, it was a heart attack.
He collapsed in his garage after shoveling.
There's a woman. They found her frozen in her apartment because her thermostat broke.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah. So everybody finally coming back from the thaw of all this. So there was some bad parts. And then there was a fire.
They said like 20 or 30 deaths across the Midwest, though. That's a lot.
Yeah, dude. Jesus.
See the fire where they were delayed getting to the fire because they couldn't get to the hydrant because nobody shoveled out the fire hydrant?
Dude.
Just remember to do that when you're shoveling. If you have a fire hydrant by your house, remember, clear out a little bit, at least the top part around by the fire hydrant so the fire department can get to that fire hydrant because it saves time. Do you have one in front of your house, Gibbons?
I 100% have one in front of my house.
Did you clear it?
It is on state-owned or city-owned property.
Oh, that's not your problem.
Okay. So I left it alone.
In fairness, had a full-on fire hydrant in my yard in Brookfield. I lived in a cul-de-sac. The fire hydrant was in our front yard on the corner, and there was a big stick that always stuck out of it so that when it snowed a ton, we'd know where it was because we had to dig it out. And it was in our yard, so it was our responsibility.
Oh, yes.
It does.
Because they got to pile it up. Yes.
I was today years old when I found out what those giant sticks next to the fire hydrant were for. I swear to God, I didn't know until this very moment.
So you can find them in the snow under that giant mountain. The rainbow went off and gave his head.
Seriously.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, you said it was your bucket list, Riggs.
Yes.
Well, they have announced that they are going to give fans a chance to win a lifetime of free concert tickets.
Wow.
Yes, a lifetime. Could you imagine if you're like, I can't hang with you next weekend. I got to go to my next Beyonce and Jay-Z show.
Uh-huh. Another
one.
In heaven. Another one,
but
yes.
But you want to hear what you got to do, Gibbons?
What do I got to do?
You're going to be out real quick, Gibbons.
Oh, God.
You got to do, you got to go vegan.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
They started the Green Print Project, okay? And they've been advocating for veganism. And I was reading more about them and veganism because I was curious.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people just go, weirdos. But I was actually reading and they said, and I understood a lot of what they said. They said, we feel like we have way more knowledge about food and that's power.
That's true.
And we are here to educate people about food because food is a big issue and people are putting all these awful things. And so, you know, I get it. So they said, now knowing how good they feel and what they've learned about food in America and what we put in the food and what's good and what's bad, that they just want to educate people.
So,
so that's the basis of the vegan thing with them.
But there's already so many vegans on in the world. So if I turn vegan, I can get free tickets. Fine, I'll turn vegan. How do you become the winner?
No. It's a contest. So you got to go
vegan. Greatest
vegan. Okay. Yes, yes. And you have to be at least partially vegan and incorporate that into your daily life.
Nope, I'm out.
Okay? So you could do meatless Mondays. That's like a thing, I guess. Or you could do promise that you're going to eat two, because that means you're going to eat plant-based stuff. They're very big on the plant-based, you know. So they said two plant-based meals a day, and then you can qualify for this competition.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'm doing two, I'm doing air quotes. I'm not actually going to do this. I'm doing everything they're saying I'm doing. Give me the damn tickets.
I'm sure you have to prove it in the contest somehow, but yeah.
They probably have a dietitian that monitors you and checks your blood and makes sure you have any sort of animal protein in your body
at all. The question
is, no dairy, no cheese.
Would you go vegan to get Beyonce and Jay-Z tickets?
No way. Couldn't do it.
For life?
For life, no. For a while, yeah, I can do it. But not for life.
No.
A friend of mine went vegan, and he is skinny as hell. I don't know what these vegan people get so skinny. And then a friend of mine, she said she lost a ton of weight from going vegan. Mm-hmm.
Really?
And she just did it for health reasons and didn't know. And then she ended up losing a ton of weight. And like, all my vegan friends are skinny as hell.
I like meat, okay?
I love
give
meat.
Give me cheese.
I'm on keto, for Christ's sake. I love meat, okay? Don't even tell me.
I was going to be vegan, you guys.
Should I apply for Meatless Mondays?
You
were going to be?
I was going to be vegan, you guys. Uh-huh. But then I realized it would be one giant missed steak.
Oh.
That's a dad joke for you. Literally.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Allie, what happened to Children's Hospital?
Oh,
everything
my
okay?
gosh. I've been there like so many times in the past like month. No, everything I think is okay. But, well, it is okay. But, I just love the doctors at Children's. They're so, I mean, pediatricians should be fun.
Yeah.
And especially if you're working at Children's Hospital with sick kids, you should be awesome, you know?
Yeah.
So I get it why they have such amazing people.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've had to go. We've had to go a bunch of times because Owen has this like skin thing going on and he's 7. And so he had like a couple weird bumps that clearly weren't contagious because I had touched him and nothing got on my body. What?
Bumps like a chicken, like a pimple chicken pock or like a rash kind of.
I know what you're thinking because there was a case of mumps at Marquette.
Yeah,
don't
worry. Marquette mumps.
Okay. My child is vaccinated, has vaccines. I'm not a freak like that.
Okay.
I believe in medicine and I believe in, you know, getting vaccinations. Do you, weirdo, whatever. You see people that get it because other people didn't get vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
Then I get upset, right? So anyway, so he's vaccinated, but I took him into the doctor and like everyone's perplexed because it's such a bizarre, like he has these bizarre bumps in these random places, like one on his arm and one on his leg. I mean, it's
really?
Like and then his scalp has an issue.
Do they hurt him? Does he itch?
No.
Is he scratching or anything? It's
no.
just, they're just there. They're almost like a skin.
Like a scab almost.
Or a tag?
So,
maybe?
Not a tag at all. But like dry. Look, I'm sure people listening may know where I'm going. So they think he has psoriasis at some point,
uh-huh.
right? Which I know nothing about psoriasis other than the commercials I've seen.
Moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Yes,
uh-huh.
and it sounds funny and like I know nothing about it. And then Kim Kardashian did a whole show on how she has it because she has psoriasis, which is a skin condition. I wouldn't even have known that if Kim Kardashian, that funny, hadn't done it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have it, I guess. Yeah. It's like super fairly common. And so I start to find out that all these people in my family have psoriasis, this skin condition that nobody knew about because it's genetic. And that's how you're going to get it, right? And so we start, but we keep going into all these doctors and nobody knows what the hell. They're like, what the hell? So then they sent us to the dermatologist and we're trying to treat him. And so the dermatologist was even like, I think it's psoriasis, but I'm not going to label it because we got to treat it. And I said, I am with you. I agree with you, you know? And so then all of a sudden the other day, he gets bumps everywhere. I mean, like everywhere on his body. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're everywhere. So I call back and they're like, you know what? My dermatologist was out of town. She's like, but I want you to go to this other one at Children's. He's great. You know, he'll see, and we all talk and then somebody else will be able to put their eyes on your child.
Yeah.
So I went to the other one.
Yeah.
Again, amazing. All these doctors are so good at Children's.
They're great.
And he comes in. They're just great. And they make you feel comfortable and good. And they're so good with kids, you know, which is the point.
Absolutely.
But so he comes in and then basically, you know, he was like, I think it's gluteate psoriasis, which is like a different, because there's plaque. There's all these types. I'm like, oh my God, my head's exploding. And I keep asking the doctor like question after question. And then he'd
rightfully
get done.
So. Yeah.
And I'd go, okay, wait, I'm sorry to do this again, but I got to reset. I go, so what you're saying is, I mean, the guy must have hated me because I would like repeat
no way.
Everything he said to make sure I understood it.
It's your kid and you have to care for him. I would hope that you would ask questions. I think there would be cause for alarm if you didn't ask questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, that's racist. Cool. See you later, bro.
Okay, thanks.
Like, peace out. Of but course he wants you to ask
guess
questions.
Guess what? One of the things, so we're going to keep treating him. They put him like on a steroid cream, you know, and things like that.
Oh,
but
no.
But he said that hopefully the gluteate could possibly go away.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, with plaque, they're big and they come back, plaque psoriasis. So
you say gluteate has nothing to do with gluten or glucose.
Not that I know of, but you'd have to ask the doctor
again.
I just went to Children's and they said, we think your kid has psoriasis. Mm-hmm. And I said, whatever you say, doc, you know? So again, like I said, I didn't even know that was a skin. I didn't even know. I've heard psoriasis. I didn't know it was a skin condition. I didn't know anything about it.
I know. I get it confused with cirrhosis of the liver because that has something to do with your liver.
Oh my God, my kid's been drinking too much or what?
Yes. It's like, has your kid been hitting the bottle late at night, huh?
Well, here's the best part about the treatment. And you can text it at 71037 if you want to, because I'll take any input on psoriasis. I know a lot of people have it.
Yeah. Sure.
Or if you want to call at 414-799-1037, we can discuss. But one of the things he prescribed was light therapy. Which,
wait.
Who would have known, right?
Oh.
He said, you'd be surprised. He's like, UV light therapy can help. And he goes, I want to tell you, he goes, you're going to drive to Children's Hospital and the drive's going to take longer than the therapy. He goes, they're going to put your kid in a stand-up bed for 40 seconds. And then, like a stand-up tanning bed for like 40 seconds. He goes, and then you're going to be done. And you're going to do it twice a week. And I said, doc, whatever you think's going to help, I'm in.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to do some light therapy with him twice a week. Isn't that funny, though?
I've like got a question. Major question about this treatment.
What?
Did you say your son is being given, your 7-year-old son is being given a topical steroid?
Yes.
Your 7-year-old son, who's already 6'3".
Already off the growth
gigantic.
Charts.
He's going to be 9 feet tall with 85-inch muscles, looking like Hulk Hogan by the end of this thing.
And angry.
Well, and I just don't want him to be self-conscious. Yeah. That's what I worry about, because it's a skin thing. And, you know, we could cover it, but now that it's spreading, he's got a couple on his face. And they're just little bumps, you know, and nobody really knows what they are, you know.
Those commercials that they have where the people are legitimately like, I'm ashamed to go outside. I'm worried
people
are
canceling all their plans
because of my psoriasis. I can't go out anymore.
It's funny. I'm never going to watch those commercials the same because I never looked at them or cared. And now I'm going to notice every psoriasis commercial on the planet because my kid has it.
Oh, Tesla.
And it's a crazy. Hold on, though. You might be surprised. You ever notice how you don't know that there's like a history of something in your family?
Yeah.
That's what happened. Like psoriasis, I went in there and I'm like, I don't think anyone has it.
History.
Guess who came out of the woodwork? Everybody there. My uncle, my cousin, their grandpa has it. Not my dad.
Are you serious?
Their dad's dead. All these people in our family, it's genetic. All these people have psoriasis, and I didn't know about it. I'm like, hello.
Come on, people.
Can you talk to me, people?
Yes. It's like diarrhea. It runs in your genes.
No wonder those ancestry things do so well on TV, according to them.
Seriously.
You glazed over my bad dad joke.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's too early, right?
Yes.
Damn it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
A confirmed case of the mumps on Marquette University campus. They say the student lives in a university, but they're no longer contagious. However, one of our intern, Jack.
Hello.
Who is a Marquette student.
Yes.
You got an alert, right? You got an email?
Yes, they send email to all the students.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
It's no joke. There's a reason we vaccinate people.
So what is it? What did they say? Did they just say there was one case and to stay? Are they?
So basically, what they said was this is a health advisory for January 31st, 2019.
A
confirmed case of mumps, et cetera, et cetera, has been confirmed in a residence hall, and you should get back, or you should, each student should have received a vaccine before they could be able to register for classes.
Yeah, this is called the MMR.
You can't enroll without a vaccine. It's every like regular student, school.
Every student is required to receive two doses of what's called MMR, measles, mumps, rubella.
It's a vaccine. So
before they're allowed to register
for
classes.
That's what I'm wondering. Did someone lie?
Well,
about
obviously
it or just
they did.
It?
I mean, or their parents lied to them. One or the other.
Whoa.
Wow.
Come on. Are you nervous? Do you think...
I'm a little nervous. Yeah.
No?
I'm feeling kind of sick myself right now.
Stop.
Oh,
God.
Oh, jeez. You're going to be fine.
Stop.
That's crazy. They have to. They require the vaccination before you can enroll, I guess.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, they do that in school, right? Don't they, for the most part?
Yeah, but I thought with doing that, you had to have a doctor's note saying, hey, I'm a doctor and I gave this vaccine. Apparently, it's easy enough that you can just fake one and get into Marquette and then spread the freaking mumps around.
Yeah.
This is the new scam. This
what
is the scam
hell?
That people are doing
the
now.
Scam.
You're in
I got fake vaccination records. I bought them on eBay.
Dude, seriously.
What?
Because the anti-vaxxer movement is like a thing now. People are going to be faking these documents to get their kids in school.
Did you see?
I'm telling you.
Did you see the post on Facebook? The mom that put my kid has the mumps or something. I didn't get him vaccinated. What do I do? In the comments.
Oh, God.
That's what she said.
They're asking for it.
My 3-year-old has the mumps. What do I do? I didn't get him vaccinated. What else can I do?
Well,
and everybody lit her up.
Yeah,
just the comments.
It's like, well, you're a little late for that question.
Exactly. That's what people were saying.
Come on, man.
Those were the comments. So make sure you check up on your vaccinations if you are a Marquette student. $1,000.
Or a human.
Or a human, right? Or a dog.
Don't
or
be
a dog.
Stupid, you moron.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so... You might have been off work yesterday. It's okay if your car couldn't start or you were closed. We get it.
Yeah.
So you might have missed this story that Ariana Grande got a tattoo in Japanese letters.
Yeah.
But, of course, it was misspelled.
It's supposed to be, what, 7 rings or something?
She wanted it to say 7 rings on her palm, which is her latest song.
Uh-huh.
But it turned out that it was misspelled and it actually spelled barbecue grill.
So good.
All right.
So then Ariana goes out. She tries to correct it. She went to Instagram and shared an updated version of it and said, look, everyone. But it looks like she just made things worse, guys.
Oh, no. What did she do?
Oh, dear Lord.
She had a tutor guider. So she put the Japanese character.
She had a what?
A tutor. Like a tutor. Someone who understands Japanese, allegedly.
Okay.
Put the Japanese character for finger below the first version of the tattoo. So Japanese is read from top to bottom and right to left.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that changes it to Japanese barbecue finger. What?
That sounds funny. Japanese barbecue finger.
Was this on purpose? No,
I don't know.
No way she did this again like an idiot and messed it up. Like, there's no way.
She's got to fire her tutor, whoever helped translate that.
What a
it went from bad to worse.
How does she try to get it fixed to make it worse?
I don't know.
Dude, you know where she went wrong?
Where?
Getting a tattoo on the palm of her hand.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
That sounds painful and like there's no way it's going to be able to stay there.
Do you think she could land an endorsement or a sponsorship with like a grill company, like a Japanese grill company maybe?
That's
maybe find a way to make some money
thing.
Off
well,
of this.
Well, they're going
to
be afraid she can't spell or read, though.
Right?
Well, no matter how many chances she gets, even with the internet, she can't find the right spelling in Japanese. How about the internet? The internet, honey.
Yes.
Look it up.
Ari, come on, man.
And why in Japanese, though? Has she been watching that Tidying Up show on Netflix with Marie Kondo? Which, by the way, if you watch that show, it's fascinating.
Wait, what?
Fascinating.
What
it's
show?
It's called Tidying Up on Netflix with Marie Kondo. It's this little Japanese woman, and she goes in, and she loves cleaning up places, and like she's all about finding joy in items and thinking if they spark joy. Like if you hold something and if it brings you joy, then you keep it. And she loves cleaning up houses.
Oh, I watched the other ones.
Which ones?
Where they throw your crap out and they go, let the memory go. It's
that's what she does.
It's a freaking t-shirt.
That's what she does.
You're making it sound like she lets you keep it if you love it.
Well, no, if it brings you joy, then you keep it. You have to watch the show to get it.
Yeah, I understand. Yes. I'm just saying it's love the same shows concept, where they go, oh, that sweatshirt your grandpa gave you, throw it out.
Yes.
They're like, enough with the, my grandpa gave this to me and I haven't worn it in 20 years. Yeah. Enough. Like, it brings you joy, but it's a waste of space.
She does that, but in a very polite Japanese way. She's like, oh, and she has a translator. It's fascinating to watch.
Moral,
you have to pay attention, though.
Moral of the story, though?
You
what's
have to
that?
Pay attention.
Because there's the subtitles. Otherwise, if you blink, you'll miss what she's saying.
Oh, subtitles make it exhausting to watch.
Ariana Grande is in direct violation of life's most important rule, and that is
what?
Don't be stupid, you moron.
Thank you, Ariana Grande.
Come on, Ari. Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
I mean,
all right, you got to stop, man.
Thank you, Gibbons.
Too much?
For once, you
too
said
much?
You speak
way
for me.
Too much.
Sorry.
Way
sorry.
Too much.
I'm allowing
sorry.
Gibbons to speak for me right now.
Dude, like back a little bit. Just
sorry.
A little bit, man.
I'm sorry. I got way too into that.
Good Lord.
My apologies.
Into that one?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
See, when I let you talk, you apologize
oh, man.
For the grossness.
That one went above
that
and beyond.
One?
Yeah.
That was it.
They're all weird.
That one crossed the line.
Oh, come on. Whoa.
Freak. This is what happened at Metro Market downtown on Van Buren.
Oh, that's my old Metro Market.
I know. To the friendly guy in the store, you were in line behind me and started talking to me about wine. Mm-hmm. You liked the Apothic Red I was picking up. Best deal in the store, you said. I said something lame about $10 or less being what I called a great vintage. We laughed. I was the slim, fit 50-something bald guy with the whack gym bag in the green down parka. I got out of the parking lot, went back in to give you my number, but you weren't there. I'm not sure if you were gay or just being really friendly. Maybe you read these. Hopefully you read these. I'll be back this weekend to buy more meat and more wine.
Like I want a guy carrying his gym bag around. That's a real hot
right.
look.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he was just being friendly
what a
again.
Turn off. You should carry your Netflix subscription around. Then I'll be
hell
turned
yeah.
on. I'll be like, ooh, you got a Netflix subscription.
The gym bag didn't do it for you, no?
No? No, but like I said, a bottle of wine and a Netflix would.
What about a Netflix gym bag? Would you be perplexed? What would you do? What would you
I
do?
I don't know, but let me tell you something about that, you know, Metro Market.
What's that?
I used to go to the Pick and Save two blocks down
yeah.
for years,
uh-huh.
and every day at lunch, I would make sure I needed to pick something up because the firefighters always pull in to get their lunch at
oh,
noon.
Right? Yeah.
And they pull in their big fire trucks downtown. I'd be like, hello, boys.
Well, maybe that's who it was. Maybe it was a firefighter. Who knows?
It's like a zoo. There's uh-huh. a viewing at noon.
Metro Market, possibly gay misconnection. Who knows?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
And now it's time for the game. Many call out on the street, they shout at us in parades. It's time for
Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
They're dad jokes, they're bad jokes. That's how it works on Dad Joke Friday. Seriously, when we're in parades, people will shout Dad Joke Friday at us.
Damn yeah. straight.
And then we
straight.
Clap back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way, we just you know, we have to for Dad Joke Friday.
So we got Ryan on the phone, right?
Yes.
Who Ryan!
Is it? Who is a father with children. I stupidly asked, he goes, are you a father? He said, yes. And I go, do you have kids? That's stupid.
And then Riggs tried to defend his question for like 5 minutes.
I did. I tried to dig myself out of that hole, but I didn't.
Hey, it's
Ryan,
Friday. It's been a long week.
It has.
Amen.
You're not kidding. It's been a bizarre week, man.
Mm-hmm. My brain is still frozen. Ryan, here's how it works. We are each going to tell dad jokes. If you find it funny, you give it a laugh. Be genuine. And the first one to get 3 laughs will win.
Yeah. And even if you
Sounds
don't think
good.
It's funny, you're allowed to go, yeah, no.
Totally.
Totally.
If they stink, call us out. For
Same.
Sure.
Lame.
You ready to go?
Well, I can handle it. I have thick skin. I don't know about the girls over there. Ask the girls if they can handle it.
Very sensitive. Shut up.
Oh, Lord.
All right. We ready to start?
We're on Facebook Live, right?
We are on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/1037KISSFM.
Hi. Oh, yeah.
Make fun of my fashion statement scarf, please. Make it. I want it. All right. Here's the first joke. This is from my friend Tessa and her daughter Skylar on Facebook. What did the mama cow say to the baby cow?
I don't know, Riggs.
Cow? It's past your bedtime.
He laughed.
Oh, man.
Ryan right. liked it, I guess, that, right? Ryan gave dumb. Riggs a
All right.
All right.
Points. All right. Allie?
Is it my turn?
It's your
oh,
turn.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. I got to get the big guns out. Let's see here.
you and
All
your
right.
Big
here
guns.
We go. Hey, Ryan, you be nice to your dentist. He has fillings, too. fillings? Feelings?
Feelings?
Damn it.
Damn it. Gibbons?
You know, when it comes to chemists, alcohol is not a problem. It's a solution. That was a laugh.
Laughed at a smart joke.
It was. Let me get my poop jokes out.
Oh, Lord,
it's a dude today.
Yeah.
True.
How about this one? What do you call a nut with hair?
What do you call a nut with hair? Something you can't say on the radio?
No, a nut, a mustachio.
No.
All right.
Not a winner.
Allie?
What did the blanket say when it fell off the bed?
I don't know.
Oh, sheet!
All right.
Yeah! Point for Allie. We're all tied. Point apiece right now.
Oh, you guys ready for this?
I hate the sheet. I don't even use the sheet.
Stupid sheet.
Sheet sucks. Sheet hate sheets.
Did you guys hear about the cow who stumbled into the pot field?
No.
Yeah, man. The stakes have never been higher.
He laughed.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. He laughed.
Okay.
It counts. How do you invite a dinosaur to lunch?
I don't know, Riggs.
T-Rex? T-Rex?
I don't get it.
T-Rex?
Neither do I.
Okay.
All right. Wait, no, don't move on. Explain. How do you...
T-Rex. Tyrannosaurus Rex. T-Rex. T-Rex.
What was that question?
That's how you invite a dinosaur to lunch. You know, it's not funny. Move on. I get it. It's not funny.
I'm trying to figure it out.
If I have to explain the joke, it's even worse.
Way too long.
Just tell your joke, Allie. Go ahead.
But then I don't feel fulfilled because I still don't get the joke.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. T-Rex is short for Tyrannosaurus Rex, right?
I get it.
So how do you invite a dinosaur to lunch? T-Rex?
But tea isn't lunch. Tea is tea.
I found it on the internet, okay?
Oh, man.
I don't get it either. There, are you happy?
Yes, now we're happy.
Are you happy?
I'm so confused.
Uh-huh.
Sheesh. All right, who's up?
You are.
I am? Okay.
You're up.
What do you call a deer with one eye?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
No.
No. He said, no. No.
I have no idea.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
You guys... I have a chicken-proof yard.
Okay.
It's 100% impeccable.
Oh, my God. That's 3 points
that's
for Gibbons
three.
Right there. That's 3 laps
God
for Gibbons.
I won!
It's because his name is Ryan, isn't it?
Ryan, I want you to know something. You're damn right. I want you to know something, Sweet. Ryan.
I love you, Ryan.
You have the greatest first name of all time. And I am so proud to be the winner of Dad Joe Friday!
Dad
Joke Friday!
I'm a lone loser.
There you go. Yes.
Thank you for playing along with Dad Joke Friday, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Time for Hell to the No. No. Like when you're driving down 894 to go jumpstart your friend's car for the second time. Gibbons.
Uh-huh.
And... a giant sheet of ice flies off of the semi-truck in front of you and almost slams into your car.
Oh, that's a huge sheet of ice.
I'm sorry, Riggs.
I'm thankful I was able to... It was like slow motion. I could look in my rearview mirror. There wasn't anyone behind me. I slowed down a little bit and it smashed right in front of me.
Right in front of my car.
It would have hit my windshield. I would have been done for.
Yeah.
Done for. It was terrifying.
I almost killed Riggs yesterday.
Yes. I almost died yesterday, Gibbons. For you, driving to West Dallas.
They did say don't go out unless you have to. And where did you need to go, really?
See?
Where did you need to go?
I had tickets.
Where?
I had tickets to see The Little Mermaid at Marcus Theater at 4:45 yesterday. Yeah. I needed my car. Dude.
It's called Uber.
But Riggs, the car drama didn't end there.
No, it didn't.
Oh, my God. So Riggs comes not once, but twice yesterday, jumps my car, and it works, right? So then I'm letting the car run. I'm just letting it sit there. I go out, and I see nothing but coolant all over the floor, all over the ground, because my car got too hot and, like, blew up. I don't know what happened. I put more coolant in it. It's been running fine. And knock on wood, it worked this morning. Hopefully it works when I get home. But my God.
It's not
he
supposed
had to
be.
Get that unreliable car fixed to drive those kids around. Way to go, hey, dude. Come on. What the hell's wrong with you?
How much time you got?
Jesus. Coolant is not like a water dish for your dog that you just keep refilling every couple days.
I mean, it gets worse. He went to fix the unreliable car in the negative 20 degree weather to drive the kids around. Listen to that out loud. What's wrong with you?
I've got issues.
Actually, I already know what's wrong with you.
Seriously.
Yeah, quite a few things. 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no?
I do. So my daughter's been off of school since last Friday because of weather.
Yeah.
Right.
Today is her birthday, and she has to go back to school.
Wait a second. I wanted to go to school on my birthday.
Hell yeah.
She's mad because she had to buy cupcakes. for the whole class.
Just one more day.
How old is she?
12.
Well, maybe it's not fun when you're 12 anymore because you don't take cupcakes anymore.
Exactly.
You don't?
I know.
What do you do?
In junior high, do you want to be a loser? Then take cupcakes to school, wait, come on.
A loser? No. Cupcakes are always a winner.
Angie,
are you kidding me?
They'd be like, what are you, five?
Yes. Did you say fruit snacks? Angie, did you say fruit snacks?
Yeah.
They take fruit snacks instead of cupcakes when you're 10. Right,
okay. What?
What the hell? What do we know? We're in our 30s.
Kind of a mom fail. I didn't.
What do you mean, what do we know? I was a kid once. I had a birthday during school. We know everything, Riggs. Are you kidding me?
And apparently, I didn't know. I shouldn't have brought cupcakes, and that's why I got made fun of in school.
You bring cupcakes when you're little.
Yeah.
Not when you're like in junior high.
I always brought cupcakes. That was always my thing.
And that's why you had no friends.
Thanks.
Bullies. Bullies.
He's in high school. Like,
hey, guys, do you want a cupcake for my birthday? You know, for years, I've wondered how and why. Thanks for the call, Angie. How and why Riggs turned emo and had a goth phase in high school. And now I get it. It's because you brought cupcakes. For like your 15th birthday,
and then you wouldn't know why nobody liked them.
Come on, Riggs.
And blaming them for being the jerks.
Hey, I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with cupcakes at any point in life. Because if you brought cupcakes to Trey in here right now, I'd eat them. I don't care.
Oh my god,
it's like bringing a Mickey Mouse doll into junior high and being like, "Look at my doll," or like sleeping with a Care Bear when you're 40.
If they were Mickey Mouse cupcakes, then maybe you could make fun of me.
Riggs,
maybe you could.
You are a trip.
I know I am. I know I am. 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no?
I do have a hell to the no.
Yeah, what is it?
So, drive my kids to school, find out there's no school this morning. They called all this week to let me know no school other than today. Get there's no school.
Where do your kids go? Who's off?
Okay, so I live on the east side of Milwaukee, and they go to school in West Dallas.
Okay.
So, yeah, they usually call, hey, there's no school the day before. Today, they did not. I get all the way to school, and the kids have no school.
Is it the whole district, or is it just one school?
It's a private school, so I'm guessing it's all of their school.
Well, if it's a private school, you talk to them about why they weren't calling you and emailing
you. Come on,
man.
Yeah.
Unless it was something that happened, like with the heating system overnight, maybe, that they just found out about this morning somehow. Who knows?
They usually call, though. Either way, they usually give us a call either the night before or early before school starts. They did none of that.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Tell me when a discount.
Yeah, seriously.
That's some free swag.
That's funny.
Give us some free Jesus swag. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no?
Yes, I have a hell to the no.
What is it?
Okay, so you guys think your car troubles was something else.
Oh, jeez.
Last week, my husband and I pull up to the gas station, fill up our van, and our whole starter goes out.
Oh, man.
Oh.
And that was the first day of the cold weather. I like to froze my fingertips off.
Oh no! Probably dedicated hell to the naw today to all the car problems over the last few days. Honestly.
Yeah.
Amen.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So then we get the car pushed home. My husband had the bright idea for us to try to push it out of our slab to put it in the garage because the snow was coming.
Uh-huh.
And we got stuck in a flat tire.
Oh my God.
That must have resulted in a great, healthy aka fight between you and your husband. That must have been a great day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks for calling with Hell to the No. Appreciate you listening. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Yeah, it was all car trouble.
Man.
The Hell to the No stuff, pretty much.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 60 wins, 11 losses. He's on thin ice with his losses, but he lost to a child. So
which is even worse, actually.
Yeah. I don't know if that's better or worse, yeah. Probably worse.
Don't flick us off, Gibbons the Great.
He's walking in with his middle fingers in the air, all cocky. Gibbons the Great, come on in here, man. Come on. We got Allison on the phone this morning. She's going to try to stump you, Gibbons the Great.
All right, Allison.
Allison, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Could you have on your brain somebody with a mustache?
No.
Is this a woman?
No.
On your brain, is there someone who has any hair on top of their head?
Yes.
Could you have on your brain somebody who is originally known for being in a video game?
No.
Is this someone who really exists?
Yes.
Could you have on your brain someone who is famous?
Yes.
Maybe this character creates music?
Yes.
Is this somebody from the group BTS?
No.
Perhaps this is a rapper?
No.
On your brain, is there someone who is a member of a very famous band?
Yeah.
Could you have a British person on your brain?
Yeah.
Maybe this is someone who's older than 40?
No.
Has the person that you're thinking of ever dated my girl Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball. Oh, him one of the greats, Mr. Harry Styles.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He is great. He's hot.
When I Googled Harry Styles, it came up that some woman got a tattoo of Harry Styles on her face.
Well, then she's stupid.
She worked here at the radio station. You haven't seen her? She got the tattoo.
It's a horrible tattoo.
Yes, Kelsey Carter, some musical artist, got a Harry Styles tattoo on her cheek. It looks ridiculous.
She obviously did it to get attention.
She did. Because
there's no other good reason you would do that.
No. Why did you do it? Attention. That's pretty much it. Allison, thanks for playing with Gibbous the Great this morning.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
You think you can stump him? We play every morning around 8:20 on Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
The nerve of my wife to wake me at 11:30 at night.
Why did she wake you up?
Oh, God. She runs into the bedroom last night.
It's like
11:30. She comes in all frantic.
Yeah.
Let me set this up first by saying our back patio door has been frozen shut because it's been like so cold. Some frost has built up. And I physically can't open it right now, and I don't want to break it, so we've been letting Samson, our dog, out the front door.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He normally goes out the back door. I've shoveled a little path back there for him, but...
But he always comes back to the back door to come get in instead of the front, right?
It's always one or the other. It's always one or the other with him. I don't know how he makes up his mind. He's a dog. I don't know what he thinks, but he knows he can come in the front or the back door. Mm-hmm. We have an invisible fence, so he stays in our yard. But lately, the snow is like up to his chest. We just let him out the front. Yeah. So my wife comes running in. She's like, it's Samson. It's Samson. I'm like, what is wrong? What is going on? I was dead asleep, and I wake up. She's like, he's been outside. He's at the back door, and he won't come in. He doesn't know to go around to the front door. He won't come around to the front door. I've been yelling for him out the front, and he's stuck in the back. He's been there for 5 minutes, and he won't come out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, well, go outside and go around and get him. She's like, I tried, but then he wasn't there. I went around, then I came back up to the front, and he wasn't in the front. So she went outside and ran to the back to get him.
Right.
But when she was going to the back, he ran to the front. When she went back to the front, he went around to the back. And she was freaking out because
like
he'd been out
children.
There.
They're
seriously.
Mess, dude. So, they're like running in circles
playing,
around the
right?
house.
Playing hide and seek.
I'm half asleep still, and I'm like, all right, and I'm frantic because she's like, he's been out there so long, it's going to get frostbite. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't know how long he's been out there. I don't know if she's being over-exaggerating or what. So I throw on my coat. I throw on a quick pair of snow pants.
Yeah.
I throw on these boots. And I go out the front door.
Get your snow pants on and run in the snow and
so
get
I
him.
Go out the front door, and I take a right around the other side of our house where he hasn't gone yet. And I'm wading through snow up to my knees.
And I'm just woke up.
Oh, it is ice cold outside. There's snow coming up into my boots because I threw them on quick.
You're so nice.
All
if
the
this
way
was
around.
My significant other, I'd be cussing them out. I'd be like, figure it out. You're
I
so nice.
I walk around. I get to the back door and I look and Samson is inside with my wife and they're both looking at me and I'm like,
no,
he's in the house now. So now I'm in the backyard with my clothes half on. I'm half asleep and I'm like, God, son of a really? And they can't let me in right there in the back door because it's frozen shut. So I got to keep walking all the way around my house. It's freezing cold. I've got snow in my shoes. I'm half asleep.
And they don't
my
care.
Family's warm in my house, but I'm outside cold trying to save my dog.
I think you got played, son, but I'll let Gibbons.
I did get played.
I'll go ahead and let Gibbons take this one because, yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What would you do if Aaron woke you up and said, the dog's outside at 11:30 at night? She wouldn't, first of all. She'd go get it.
She would go get it.
She would go get it.
And she tried to. That's what she said. But
you have a yard awake. With an invisible fence. Samson ain't going that far. She didn't try that hard, dude. I chased Bella down in the snow. Come on.
Half awake me is thinking, I got to help her. I got to help kid Samson. If we go out both sides of the house and both go different directions, we're going to find him and meet in the
you
middle.
You were trying to help Samson.
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And you said if we went on each one on one side of the house and met in the middle.
Yeah, if we go out the front door, I turn right, she goes left, we both go around the house, we're going to meet the dog in the middle somewhere.
Okay,
and bring him to the front.
That might happen, but what actually happened was you ran out by yourself while she was inside.
You did exactly the same thing she was doing.
Yes.
Riggs.
And I got boots full of snow.
And you know what?
And when I came in, I sat down and I looked around and I went, what just happened? I go, what time is it? Where am I? Was I just sleeping?
The craziest
why do I have
thing,
snow on
what
it?
Would she do if she lived alone?
She would have waited
would
for Samson.
Survive?
She would. She would have just waited a little bit longer. Samson would have been way colder.
Dude. Or does it just prove that when we have a significant other, we do less for ourselves because we have somebody to ask? Like, I don't have anyone to ask for help, so I just do it.
Yes.
I don't go, help me, go get the dog. I just go in the snow and get the damn dog.
It's a big part. It's a partnership with my wife. I would probably wake her up if the same thing was happening. I'd be like, dude, wake up.
then you'd be a
wake
jerk.
Up. All right. I would.
You say partnership, but I have a question that will prove if this is a partnership and will prove if your wife lied to you about going outside to get the dog.
Oh, yeah.
When you came back inside after running around the house and seeing the two of them inside, you said you had snow in your boots.
Yes.
You had snow all over your pants.
Yes.
Your wife had, air quotes, been outside right before you.
Yeah, she was wearing my shoes. She was wearing my boots. She slipped them on.
Was she covered in snow?
Was she covered in snow?
There was snow all over her boots, yes.
But not higher than her boots?
Not higher than her boots. So I think, okay, what she told
so
you.
So she went like 2 feet and said,
She went in the driveway?
She comes inside and goes, Riggs, I need help. I ran all around. We can't find Samson. In actuality, she took one step outside in the snow and went, hey, Samson, you here?
She played me.
Samson. And then she went, why don't I go wake up my husband who's got to work in a few hours?
Dude,
to
she
get
played
Samson
me.
Because this is too much work for
she
me.
She played me.
To quote
Duh,
the great DJ
Khaled.
Riggs, congratulations. You played yourself.
Yourself, dude.
Oh man,
you're an enabler.
It was a setup from the beginning.
She screwed you, dude.
I would sit up and be like, "Go get the dog, your damn self."
Yeah, you ain't got to go home.
Are your legs broken?
Oh my god!
But
that's
did you
hysterical.
Die,
yes. Riggs? Played yourself, bud.
Hey, I did it for my dog.
I actually believe that.
Yeah.
For Samson, laid out my life.
Was he okay?
He was fine,
God,
yes. He's fine.
Life.
He does.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you hear yesterday one of the biggest drug busts in history? 254 pounds of fentanyl that they seized at the border yesterday.
I was fascinated by this. So somebody was driving it over in a car, right?
Yes.
And they found because they say most of the drugs come in at the checkpoints, right? But when I saw this fentanyl bust, I was like, whoa, thank God for all the people that aren't going to die because they've stopped all that fentanyl at the border.
It was a truck with what they thought was cucumbers in it. So they were thinking it's just a regular truck bringing in some cucumbers. No, those are not cucumbers. That is fentanyl and meth.
Yeah.
And they took a picture of it, and it's this huge pile. And they say that this amount of fentanyl had the potential to kill like 56 million people.
Jesus.
If it was to get out there and get the people. Because it's just a tiny bit of this is dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's way more powerful than morphine. It's an opioid, essentially. It's a painkiller.
I know people that, I know someone who was with a guy that wrecked his car and he had traces of fentanyl in his system.
Yeah.
Because it gets mixed in, with the heroin and whatnot and things like that. So it's around and it can kill you like that.
Yeah.
Friends
Scary.
Of mine back in, I have friends in New Jersey who have overdosed and died from fentanyl. It's
horrible.
Awful, terrible.
Horrible. And that's what Michael Jackson died from, remember?
Prince?
No.
Was Prince?
Or Prince.
Prince.
Prince. Yes, Prince. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Michael
yes.
Jackson was propofol.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
Prince.
You.
I have a question though.
Yes.
You guys saw the photo where it has the giant sign that says fentanyl and the giant sign that says meth and all the drugs in the middle.
Yeah. You're talking about the
this big drug bust?
The one they did yesterday when they put the signs up? Yeah.
Where do they get these giant signs in such quick order? I mean, it's a massive, like 10 times the size of a poster.
It's just a poster board with black font on it. It's not like there's a graphic that says there's not a pie chart on there, Gibbons.
Somebody just wrote it.
Okay, but Gibbons, can I tell you something?
Yes.
The government is going to do a press conference, right, to announce that they made the biggest drug bust, which Riggs and I joked about that. Was it a setup because of the wall argument and the border right now?
Yes.
That both crossed our minds, but then when I saw it was at a checkpoint, I thought, well, that can't be a setup then because the president wouldn't want it at a checkpoint.
Exactly.
He would want it on the middle of nowhere.
Somebody brought it over.
Or somebody needs a wall, right?
Right.
So
that was my first thought too,
was is this like a PR thing? But then I was like, either way, thank God.
It could still be a PR thing to say that there are a crazy amount of drugs coming over.
True.
If that's what they're trying to do.
True.
But who knows?
But they say that's through the checkpoints, they say they said that 1,000
right
times.
So the drug dogs did their job, the border agents did their job, and they caught a
but wait,
you go ahead.
I didn't even finish. I was gonna say, so Gibbons, the government of course wants to announce or do a press conference. There's plenty of people to print a sign in 5 seconds when they're doing a press conference. It makes me giggle.
This whole thing comes out and you guys are like, was it a setup, was it the manufacturer, what happened? And my big thought is, how'd they get the big sign?
Kinko's.
Yin and yang in this show. Yes,
one more thing while we're talking about
another
drugs
one.
Because drugs are like a huge issue for so many people listening. Absolutely, or their family members. Yeah. Like everyone, a lot of people are affected by this.
Yeah.
And I get it. The other thing, what else? Oh, yesterday I was also watching a story about how the family who is behind OxyContin, you know, they have a huge lawsuit right now from families saying they knew the dangers of it and they continued to push it to doctors knowing it, and that they knowing they were like intentionally profiting. It's like this really rich like family in New York, and they're all, so they're now being sued saying that these people were, because OxyContin was what, you know, kicked this off.
Yep.
And so they said that now they're being sued by all these people saying they knew exactly how dangerous it was. They knew they were going to profit, and they continued to push it for their own profit, knowing people would die. And that's disgusting.
On behalf of...
Big Pharma sucks. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
On behalf of myself, everyone in the room, and everybody affected by pills, screw you, Big Pharma. Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that Riggs played himself, and it's good that he played himself, because he was sent on a fool's mission, a fool's errand, because only a
fool's errand.
Yeah. Only a fool would jump out of bed at 11:30 when they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning because their wife can't get the dog to come inside.
She couldn't.
Any normal person would have been like...
Even he's agreeing with her. Dude. She couldn't.
Any other normal person would have been like, hey, I wake up in 3 hours. Get your ass outside and get the dog. But not Riggs. No, 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 no.
No, no.
Riggs got up, jumped up.
He's the most patient husband ever.
You damn right I am.
She should thank the stars she has you. Gibbons would have killed her if they were together.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
He jumps up. He throws on the snow gear because he's got to find his dog. He gets outside, runs to the back of his house, and his dog's inside with his wife.
Yeah.
You played yourself, Riggs. You're a fool, but God bless you.
I'm going to bank the chips on that one.
Oh, man.
I'll cash those chips in this weekend.
Come on,
don't worry.
Man. Don't be stupid, you moron.
You ever hear the saying, if you believe you can, you will?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
She was like, I can't. Riggs!
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And I fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something about Allie this morning.
Oh, yeah?
More about Allie's kids. I learned all about psoriasis. I had no idea how psoriasis worked or what it was. It was just an Otezla commercial I used to see all the time. Yep. And I was like, oh, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ha, ha, ha. No, it's a real thing that people suffer from, and your kid has
it. It's a skin condition, my kid has it, and it doesn't go away.
No.
But we've been dealing with it, and he's 7, so he's little, but he's got, you know, just these weird, bumpy, scaly things. You get them all over your skin, you gotta treat them.
Hey, it looks like a fish. It's great. It's
cute. We're dealing with it, but he'll be fine.
I just had a light bulb go off. This is a good lesson for him in skincare.
Yes, Dr. Gibbons.
Seriously, though, if he has acne when he's a teenager, now he'll appreciate, like, all I gotta do is put this stuff on and the acne will go away, because normally kids are like, whatever, I'll do it, but they don't do it.
Gibbons, have you ever tried to put cream on a 7-year-old that has 90 bumps on him and have him sit there?
Hey, I'm trying to find the silver lining for you. I'm trying to find the silver lining,
Look,
okay?
There is no... The silver lining is, thank God for doctors. Otherwise, we'd really be screwed,
Amen.
He'll be all right, but, you know, I'm learning a lot about psoriasis, and I would never... If you had said, what is it, a week ago, I wouldn't have known it was a skin thing, and I sure as hell wouldn't have known it was an autoimmune disease. Like, I wouldn't have known any of that
when they said plaque psoriasis on TV, I thought it was something
it
to do with
your
gums.
Your gums. It has nothing to do with your teeth.
Nothing at all. And it's different from psoriasis. Your kids are not drinking. It's not a liver problem.
Cirrhosis. Not the same.
No difference.
Kim Kardashian has psoriasis too. So if you have it, you're not alone. Owen and Kim.
Yes.
Those two.
The world's most famous people. Kim Kardashian and Allie's son, Owen.
You know what? That's what the doctor said to him. Oh, you're the famous Owen. They even said, oh, we hear about you on the radio. And Owen was like, really?
Yeah.
And then Owen said, I'm famous, just so you know.
Of course he did.
He's so modest.
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that miracles do happen. Gibbons actually won Dad Joke Friday.
Yes.
So, Dad Joke Friday.
Congrats. You can listen to it online at 1037kissfm.com.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. My Stevie Wonder ass found my nut today, baby. Woo!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.